Stop what you're doing.
Stop right there.
Okay.
Let's go. You're now tuned into the hottest show on the planet, The Smith Express Show.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's your boy Smith. We here live on the Smith Express Show. You feel me? Crazy day going on. You know what I'm saying? Interview after interview. Right now, I got my up-and-coming hip-hop superstar. My man's definitely doing his thing, you feel me? Pardon me. My man's Cat Woods. What's good, my dudes?
Man, I'm good, man. I appreciate the introduction, bro. That means a lot to me, boy.
No problem, my dude. You know what I'm saying? No problem. You know what I'm saying? You definitely out there working. You know what I'm saying? Getting it in. Definitely had to get you on the show.
Yeah, man. I'm just trying to, put out some good work, bro. I appreciate that. I appreciate the offer you gave me to get on the show, too, man. For real.
No problem. Let's start with it. You know what I'm saying? Let's get straight to it. So, like, you know what I mean? Hip-hop artist, you know what I'm saying? Like, what inspired you to start doing the music?
Man, it's crazy. I saw my cousins doing music with my pops, and I just been watching them for so many years, and I used to try to get in the booth with them. So trying to follow them turned into a passion and turned into something that I couldn't stop doing myself. So that's how I got into music, was my family, really.
That's what's up. Is there any musician or music artist that you listened to growing up that inspired you or kind of molded you into who you are today?
Man, I was all over the place when I was younger with music. I used to listen to, like, rock, punk, all that stuff. But when I started to actually get into real writers and stuff, I got older. I was listening to J. Cole, Lupe Fiasco, like Nas and stuff like that. A little bit of Biggie, but more Tupac, because that's what my pops used to listen to. Like, yeah, Pimp C, all of them, man. That's what I was really listening to.
That's what's up. So, like, if you was to describe your sound and everything, what exactly, or who would you say you would be in the field of or in the classroom of?
Man, like, it's crazy. The artist I just named has, like, nothing to do with the music that I make. I feel like I've always been a different person, and I was doing pay melodic music before pay melodic music was a thing. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like you could pin me in a class with, like, Rod Wave, Juice WRLD, Tootsie, like, those type of artists. That's the lane that I'm in right now.
That's dope. You know what I'm saying? Because, like how long would you say you've been doing music?
Since I was, like, 9 or 10, like, writing. 9 or 10. I didn't take it serious until I hit, like, 16. But I didn't really get to write and perfecting my craft until I hit, like, 18.
That's what's up. So, I mean, doing music for quite some time, you've seen the change in the music game from how they do music to how they record the music to how they put it out. Like, what's your take on that so far? You think it's, like, do you know, like, in your opinion, your pros and cons for it?
Man, actually, I've been recording myself all the way until last year. So, it was like, I never really got to work into studios and whatnot and figure out how to process until this year. And it's been a huge change, stop being shy in the studio, having people in front of you, mainstream artists listening to you and stuff like that, and seeing how they work and how fast they process in there and come up with ideas. It actually inspires you and makes you greater. Like, you actually get eager to write, and things just flow off your brain when you're around talented people. So, like, the whole process is definitely different than what I'm used to.
Man, as the years go by, bro, like, from back in the day till now, like, even, like, how we would put out the music, it used to be a time where, when artists would sell 1 million records, that mean you woke up 9 a.m, 10 a.m, whenever the mom and pop music store opened. And you will walk or however you get there to go hand in hand and, in person and buy the CD. Now it's just at a click of a button on your phone. Technology is crazy.
Bro, like, to even, like, the fact that you brought that up, man, rest in peace to my cousin Quick. we was young as hell, man. We used to go sell CDs to buy those little microphones from Walmart to record on Adobe on the little computer we had in the basement, bro. I remember we used to sell that. I was in that era selling CDs to make money. Man, hey, we had the Hot Boys on there. We had everybody on the tape. You know what I'm saying? Just trying to make some money real quick so we can make our music.
That's crazy, bro. Time really flies, for real.
No, yeah, when you think about it, man, that's crazy. But, yeah, you right, man. That's everything changed. Like, we used to buy CDs. We used to have LimeWire. We used to have everything, man.
Man, that's crazy. Hey, them LimeWire days was classic. That's when Wayne had the game on lock.
Bro, all his mixtapes, LimeWire, everything.
Yeah, what? You couldn't tell me nothing. Do you know how many mixtapes was made off of LimeWire?
Bro, fire.
I swear to God. As soon as you heard that click of the lighter, you knew he was about to spit some fire.
So crazy. He's still a GOAT, man. He's still a GOAT. You seen that last song he did with Jay-Z, you know? Jay-Z had to rap 4 minutes, bro. To keep him away, bro. No, I'm just talking.
Nah, hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, talk your shit. Because, like, gee, that song's so dope.
Yeah, bro. That's going to be a classic, bro. Because, like, Jay-Z, I'm saying, Lil Wayne said something real quick, and he was stating facts. Then Jay-Z said a lot of stuff he had on his mind for years, bro, that he finally got off his chest, bro. That record was hard.
Yeah, hey, now just imagine if Wayne would have did the 4 minute verse.
Bruh, I don't even want to do that.
Man.
My brain explode, bro. I ain't even trying to do that right now.
Hey, he would have killed that shit for real.
That's what he do, bro. He just hop in a booth. That's what Wayne does. I was watching this interview about that man, and he said he can't even write. It take him 2 weeks to write a verse.
That's wild. Hey, you know what I'm saying? For somebody that got so many features, it was a point in time, like, what was that, like 08, 09? You turn on the radio, every song had a Wayne feature on there.
I swear.
No matter what genre.
Hey, that's what Drake turned into.
Oh, yeah, Drake picked up where he left off.
Yeah, bro, passed the torch for real, like, literally.
Man. Drake, bro, like, if Drake loses, it's because of Drake. I don't see nobody ever ending Drake's career.
Nah, he too mainstream with it, bro. He's smart with his moves. Like, he don't argue with people, bro. He make hits, bro.
Yeah.
That's what he do. He don't argue, he just make hits. That's how he keep winning.
Hey, you wanna know what else I think, bro? Can't nobody see him in a versus battle.
No. Only person I think is Michael Jackson. They two different genres.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But like on some hip hop shit, can't nobody see him in a versus battle. He too strong.
Oh, no. No, I don't know who could. I can't even name a person right now. To even think about it, Wayne would be the only one that he could battle.
Yeah, but I think. Huh?
I think he'd beat Wayne for sure, but that'd be a close.
Yeah, hey, you know who else I think would be a close one?
Who?
Kanye.
Don't get me... Bro, people think Kanye crazy, bro. I think that man a genius, bro. Kanye, like, everything about his music. Man, yeah. Kanye, I'm not gonna lie. I think Kanye could win half that battle, bro. I think it'd be leaning his way, and then Drake would pull something crazy out of his pocket.
Oh, yeah. Kanye,
but... I don't know, man. Oh, that's a tough one right there. Damn, you brought up Kanye.
Yeah, I mean, but other than that, nobody.
Facts, nobody. But that Kanye one, I don't know why I ain't thinking him, bro.
Man.
I don't know why I ain't thinking him.
Thinking of hit makers and, you know what I'm saying, crazy vibes, you just dropped a single, you know what I'm saying, just shot the music video going crazy down there. You know what I'm saying? Who produced the track?
My boy, I got so many producers, bro. And on this album, he produced like probably like five of my albums. It's called Rocky Road Beats. That's the boy that produced my song Mentally Wasted. Man, and he went crazy on that boy.
That video
dropping on the 14th, and actually the single was coming out on the 1st. so they can still go pre-save it. I know I sent it to you for you to hear it. I sent the to you and some bloggers right now, but yeah, people have been giving me good feedback about that track, bro.
Yeah, it's been a good look. Hey, you know what I'm saying? First of all, like, since we on air, I definitely want to salute you for you being you. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people nowadays, not saying just to speak for everybody, but you got those that really do music just because they think it's cool, or, you know what I'm saying, for the oohs and ahs or to get someone approval. You really do that shit from the heart. I fuck with you on that note.
Yeah, bro, I can't stop it. That's why I can't rap about things that I don't do.
Facts.
Right. Like, I got this one song where I'm just sitting there, I was writing, and one of the lines, I was like, I'm just rapping about my past, and I'm still living life. Like, that means, as long as I'm alive, bro, I'm going to have stuff to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Never going to stop writing. So that's how it is.
For real. So, like, you know what I'm saying? You working on an album?
Yeah. Blinded. The album is called Blinded. It comes out on the 21st of October. Mm. It's my first real album where everything has been produced in the studio, mixed and mastered by a professional engineer. And I got a couple good features on there, Cap G and my boy Lou Charles. So the project is about to be crazy, bro. I'm extremely excited. I can't wait for people to hear it.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You mentioned the partner Cap G. Shout out to Cap G. Well, how did that song come about, and who produced it?
My boy Big Ultra, he produced it, man. We was working at the same job before. I didn't even know he made beats, bro. And he showed me, so I'm like, this crazy. He gave me a beat. I held on to it for like 3 months because I knew Cap was gonna get on it. I was like, I gotta kill this. I'm not about to have this platinum artist get on my record and just smash me, bro. You know what I'm saying? So basically, I wrote the song in probably like 20 minutes. But I held it so long and just thought about it that when I did write it, it came so easy. You know what I'm saying? And we sat in the studio with Cap all night, bro. Like, all night, bro. Didn't even touch the mic or nothing. I'm half asleep. This man was like, you ready? And I'm like, I'm ready to go home already, nigga. I'm ready to go to bed. Now you want me to go in there and record? But nah, man. Hey, shout out to Cap. That boy is a hard worker, bro. Be hard working, bro. And he be in the studio all day, bro. And he taught me a lot of stuff in there. So, yeah, that record's crazy. It's going to be called States, man. I just put out my back cover and my front cover to the project on Facebook for my family and friends to see. So, yeah, it's going to be crazy, man.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So, is there any other standout tracks you got on there that you think is dope?
Man, my track Medusa. Medusa is a crazy track. My shout out to my cousin Lil Key, man. I did this track like 4 years ago, and it didn't get no traction because, you know, I didn't know how to market. I ain't had no team. I ain't had nobody supporting me. But now I know I got everything and lined up. That was probably one of my most powerful tracks I created, you know, in the time of when I was younger and just living life. So I can't wait for people to hear Medusa and actually take that track in.
That's what's up. You shooting a music video for it or nah?
Man, I'm shooting a music video for like probably 40 songs. I got 7 songs on the project, and I'm shooting four videos for this project. So Medusa is definitely going to be one of them. I already got Mentally Wasted. I got this track called Perfect with my boy Lou Charles, and we about to put a crazy video to that one. And I'm thinking about Cap or Till the End, but I don't know yet. I want to see what the people think when they hear the project.
That's dope. That's dope. Hey, you mentioned a partner on Low Key. Shout out to Low Key. You feel me? I knew Buddy almost 20 years.
Yeah, he a goat, bro. He a goat. Hey, I'll be real with you. He the main one, the reason why I'm rapping, because he used to rap with my pops the most. I used to put in work like crazy, bro. Yeah. Selling CDs. You know, he had the whole clique, bro. Low Key is the one that really started me, man.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. What's it called? I'm like, he always been supportive since day one. Matter of fact, real shit, I shot one of his music videos, if I'm not mistaken.
For real?
Yeah, did it. Damn, if you ask him, he know exactly. We even got a song together, but you know what I'm saying? It was like a little technical difficulties for the songs and for the specific song because of a feature and shit that I didn't get cleared. You know what I mean? So the song was never released, but like we definitely gonna get it in soon. But I definitely shot one of his music videos, for real, for real. Came to the crib on me. His song, hey, matter of fact, it was around like his song was just like a year or two, I think. Oh no,
it's not.
Damn, it's been that long.
You're not talking about Hammond EC Gary, are you?
Hammond EC Gary, is it with that Lloyd Banks shit?
I think so.
I believe so.
That's crazy.
If I'm
not, remember that video,
bro.
Yeah, I remember all that. Yeah,
that's what's up, G.
Yeah, that's old times, bro. That brings back good memories, bro. Everything was simple, bro.
Yeah, like dead ass. Like, if I'm not mistaken, I believe it's that song, but I'm not sure exactly. But we definitely, you know what I mean? Buddy had me out there and everything. We was going crazy.
I know. Hey, you remember, what was that thing called on PS2 where you could make a beat on there?
I know what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Bro, I used to go over his room when they were staying. It was in Hammond, yeah. I used to go over their crib, bro. They all be in the basement, bro, just making beats. You had your little memory cards on the system, and bro, that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's how old I am, bro. I'm getting old, nigga.
I swear to God, G. Damn.
Yeah.
Hey, them was the days, bro. What chips was still four dollars. You feel me,
bro? Bro, you paying like $3 for 2 bags of chips now?
The 20 ounce, bro. The 20 ounce is over $2. Like a nine, you know what I'm saying? A 2 liter used to be 99 cents. They snap, yo. And gas prices used to be low. For the low,
97 cents, $1.10, bro.
Yeah, and we used to always go to Indiana for cheaper gas, bro.
That's how it worked, bro. That's how it used to work, bro. See, I was too young to drive, but I still knew the prices. I gotta pay them motherfuckers now.
Man, yeah, that shit crazy how time flies, bro.
I know, when you think about it. Hey, but it's like we always, you know, evolve to something better, bro. You know, we always make the best of what we got. So it's like, we're going to make these good times, too. That's what I'm trying to do with this music.
Oh, yeah. So, look, let's play this game, bro. I'm going to name, you know what I'm saying? I got your track listing pulled up. You feel me?
Okay.
And from there, I'm going to name a few of your songs that I think is dope. And then you just tell me the history of it, like what the song is about, who produced it, how it was made. You feel me?
All right.
So you had a song called Internet Gangster.
Internet Gangster, yeah. That's actually his producer's called Watcho. He's from Dallas, so he be in Fort Worth too. He from either one of those. But my boy Flex and Fab hopped on there, man. He's a dope ass artist. He's known in Dallas, Texas, and he worked with me off the strength of my manager. I hit him up. He didn't even know who I was. I hit him up, told him, hey, this is my manager. He hit my manager up with a screenshot. I was like, this your artist? And he linked up with me in the studio right away. No questions asked. We was in there. We wrote that song in 30 minutes, bro.
Damn, that's dope.
Yeah. It was just a good vibe, bro. He was in there. He a good dude. He had nothing but energy. And we went in there and killed it, bro. It was something different for me. It was actually the first time I experienced working with a real artist.
That's dope. Shout out to partner, for real. Them the memories that last forever type shit, you feel me?
Yeah. We shot a video to that, too. And we got a nice visual out to that one.
Damn, hey, definitely send me links, yo.
Oh, of course. You know I got you.
All right, for sure. The next track you got is called Distance.
Distance. Oh, you mess with Distance? Man. Yeah. I was going through a breakup when I was writing this song. This girl actually broke my heart, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Like, yeah, she had broke my heart, and then she tried to come back for a little bit. And you know, nothing really works out after something go wrong, bro. You know, it's downhill from there. So I'm basically young as hell, fighting emotions in my head, telling me I need to keep my distance, but I still care about the girl, so I stick around. So I wrote this song just trying to heal myself and tell myself to walk away from it. Because that's what I do with my music. I make music so I could talk to myself and hope people going through the same shit I'm going through can hear what I'm saying so they can get through it too.
That's dope. That's dope. All right. So, you know what I'm saying? You released a single July 29th called Goodbye.
If I be honest, I feel like that's my best song, man. From the whole point of view of it. When I first did that song, it was by myself. And I was about to release it, but I was like, it's missing something. So I called my boy Gabo. And I was like, hey, bro, I need your vocals. I need you to sing me this hook because you could help lift this song up and make it better than what it is. But you would get it out better than I can, right? So he slid on me in the studio the same day. He laid it down and everything. But the thing is, I had that track in my arsenal for 6 years that man. Because I wrote that in my pop's basement when I was like in my lowest. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to say I'm depressed. I was depressed, but I was at a point in life where I felt like nobody was there for me and nobody wanted to help me out. So when I wrote that song, that was me like escaping from where I was at that moment. To be honest with you, sir. Yeah, so Goodbye is really personal to me, man.
Hey, them emotions bring out the best of you. You feel me,
bro? You have no clue.
I swear to God, because it's like once you get going, and you let that shit flow, that shit come genuine. You know what I'm saying? Like some of the greatest music is based off emotions.
No, facts. I feel like that's what music should be. Like I know we have music where we could block out the emotions that we're trying to run from. We got music that heals the emotions that we're going through. And I feel like everything about music should be real. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. No doubt, yo.
So that's why that music is beautiful. It's kind of hard for me to listen to music that has no meaning because I feel like that's how we get lost.
I definitely agree. So, hey, for those that's tuning in that want to get a hold of you, how can they reach out to you? You know what I'm saying? Shout out your social media, emails, etc.
Man, my social media is It's KY Woods. ITSKYWOODS. That's on IG, Instagram, same thing, Twitter. YouTube, you can find me at Kai Woods Official Music. And those are the platforms that I'm pushing right now. In all platforms with music, you can find me on KY Woods. If you want to find me on Apple Music, Spotify, SoundCloud, all my links up there is on there, KY Woods.
That's dope. Hey, and one more time, the album dropping video. You definitely working, bro. I definitely want to salute you for real. Because you know what I'm saying? Consistency and investing in yourself is definitely some of the major keys, especially in the field that we in now, to be successful and level up, you know?
Yeah, facts. You gotta go hard. Because nobody gonna see you if you don't go hard. Just big like facts. Everybody else. But the album, you know, Blinded, is coming out 10/21/22. October 21/22. The first single for the project is dropping on the 1st, October 1st. And I am dropping a video on October 14th. So, man, y'all go on my social media account at Instagram. It's Kai Woods, ITSKYWOODS. You see all the information you need to check out my music.
That's dope, G. Hey, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to keep you too long. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely an honor to have you on the show, for real. You a dope artist, bro. Hey. Definitely my top five, you know what I'm saying, from the area. You know what I'm saying?
For real. I appreciate it, bro.
Because you know what I'm saying? You definitely on your shit.
Thank you for letting me be myself, bro. Means a lot, bro.
No problem, yo. For real. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, what's hot today and ain't finna be hot tomorrow. You feel me? And vice versa. So, you know what I'm saying? Everybody had their day. You dig me? So, hey, before you wrap it up, for those that's tuning in, that's trying to get in the game and accomplish some of the great things you've accomplished, you got any encouraging words for them?
Man, don't expect everybody to support you because of your family or friends. If you in this game, you're doing it for yourself. Because at the end of the day, that's who you live for, is yourself. So you got to keep fighting through that, feeling that emotion that you're not getting enough attention, because all the attention you need is from yourself and knowing that you love what you're doing.
That's dope. That's big dope. You heard it here first. The partner, Kai Woods, you feel me? New album on the way. Follow him on IG. Do what it do. You know what I'm saying? Buddy out there making major moves. Definitely proud of the guy.
I appreciate it.
No problem, boss. Hey, look, soon as we drop the call and shit, send me links and shit to the vids and shit. I'm gonna definitely check them out ASAP.
I got you, for sure.
All right, for sure.
I'm gonna send you a special link to the Mentally Wasted before we even drop, bro. I'm gonna send you the link.
That's dope. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna definitely give you my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Vibe to it, rock out to it. You know what I'm saying? You already know what it is.
Yeah, bet.
All right, for sure. Hey, matter of fact, hey, we're going to chop it up, bro. We definitely going to do more work, for real.
For sure. We got you, man. We locked in now.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, bro, for real.
All right, man.
All right, bet it up. For sure. Yo, there you have it, the partner Kyle Woods. Shout out to Low Key, you know what I'm saying? But the dude Kyle Woods, definitely talented as fuck, you feel me? Definitely honored to have him on the show. You already know what it is. Signing off, your boy Smith on the Smith Express Show. Let's get it. Yeah.